This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Kenny in Los Angeles, California. Hi, Kenny.
Yes, good afternoon, Hank. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Good to speak to you again. It's been a while. Well, my question today is Christianity view versus the Mormonism view of the first, second, and third heaven. I do have some knowledge, but I would like to hear your take on it because I have been kind of sort of thinking about it and wondering about it for a while now.
In Mormonism, the ultimate goal of eternal progression is to reach the highest level of heaven, where you can attain exaltation to godhood and eternally give birth to spirit children who then progress towards godhood themselves. And in that sense, Mormons believe in three levels of heaven. They believe in the celestial, the terrestrial, and what's called the telestial kingdoms. And the highest level, the celestial kingdom, has itself three levels, and it is only when you reach the highest level, the celestial kingdom, that you attain godhood. And of course, to reach that level in Mormonism, you have to not only have faith in Jesus Christ, but you must also exhibit perfect obedience to the law, including faithful participation in Mormon temple rituals. Now, the biblical idea is far different than that. In the biblical idea, the first heaven is the atmosphere which surrounds the earth. And in that sense, Job points out that the frost and the wind, they come from heaven. And Deuteronomy says the dew comes from heaven. And Psalm says clouds are in the heavens. So this is a way in which the Bible uses the thought of a first heaven in that sense. Remember, words are not univocal, they're equivocal. They take on the meaning that the context allows them to have, such that when we talk about a second heaven, we're talking about, from a biblical perspective, the celestial heavens. The heavens are thus the realm of the sun and the moon and the stars, which God placed in the heavens, as we see in passages like the creation account in Genesis 1. And then the third heaven, that would be the dwelling place of God, our Father, which art in heaven, Jesus prayed. And in that sense, we're talking about the dwelling place of God. And therefore, when you see this use of the third heaven in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it is used in the sense of being absent from the body and present with the Lord.
Yes, well, thank you very much. That clears up a lot of confusion that I had before.
Well, God bless you, my friend.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.